我们继续来看彼得后书第一章第八节到第十一节。
Let's continue to look at second chapter, second Peter chapter 1 verses 8 to 11.
那我把这段经文归纳成这个主题。
And the title that I gave this passage is
属灵美德带来的保证。
Assurance brought by spiritual virtues.
那首先让我们来看这段经文。
First, let us look at this passage.
彼得后书第一章第八节到第十一节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verses 8 to 11.
第八节，你们充充若充充足足地有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼下只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召而拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不赤脚。这样并叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们的救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For if these qualities are yours and are increasing,They keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided.For you, an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
那基督徒的属灵生命是从这个信心开始。
A Christian's spiritual life begins with faith.
那这个宝贵的信心是来自神。
And this precious faith comes from God.
是神赐给人的。
It's something that God gave to men.
那当一个人有了这个信心的时候。
And when someone has this faith,
那神要求他在这个信心上建立这些属灵的美德。
God requires them to continue to grow and build up on these spiritual virtues.
然后这些属灵美德包括德行。
And these spiritual virtues includes their action.
知识。
The knowledge.
节制。
Self-control.
忍耐。
Patience,
前进,
godliness,
爱弟兄的心,
brotherly kindness,
爱众人的心,
and love.
所以从彼得后书第一章第一节到第七节，我们看到神不单赐给基督徒这个宝贵的信心。
So we see from 2 Peter that not only God gave Christians this precious faith,
那同时也赐给他们这个能力,
but also gave them the ability.
把这些属灵的美德把它们建立起来。
To establish spiritual virtues.
那么如果我们要把这些属灵的美德建立起来的话。
So if we are to build up the spiritual virtues.
然后圣经告诉我们必须要跟神合作。
The Bible tells us that we must work together with God.
那么一个人可以选择说我可以跟神合作或者不合作。
A person may choose to work together or not work together with God.
那么如果他选择跟神合作的话，
If he choose to work together with God,
那么就像第八节所说的，
It would be like what verse 8 says.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么相对的，如果他选择不与神合作，
Likewise, if he chooses not to work together with God,
那么就好像第九节所说，
It says what verse 9 says.
那么人若没有这几样，就是眼下只看见近处，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins.
所以第八节跟第九节是一个对比。
So, verses 8 and 9 are a contrast.
那么第八节所说的是好的。
What verse 8 says is a good thing.
那么第九节所说的是不好的。
And what verse 9 says is a negative thing.
那么首先让我们来看第八节。
Let's first look at verse 8.
那么一个有属灵美德的人第八节说
A person who has spiritual virtues, verse 8 says,
你们若充充足足的有这几样就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
For if these things are yours and are increasing among you,They keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这个英文的翻译本是这个 New Revised Standard Version 的翻译。
This is a New Revised Standard Version translation.
For if these things are yours and are increasingly among you, 我把它翻译成中文的话，你们已经有了这些美德，并且正在增加。
So if these things are yours and are increasingly among you.
那么这说明说基督徒的属灵生命是充满这个动力的。
So, a Christian's life is very active.
他的信心必须要成长。
His spiritual, life must grow.
那不然的话他这个信心是死的。
Otherwise, his faith is dead.
那彼得在这里劝勉基督徒不单要有这些属灵的美德。
Peter not only urges Christians to have such spiritual virtues,
也要使到他们能够成长,
but they also need to grow.
不可以减少,
it cannot decrease.
所以当这些属灵美德成长的时候,
so when these spiritual virtues are growing,
那么他在认识主耶稣基督上就不至于闲懒而且不结果子,
then he would not be ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么相对的当他的属灵美德不成长的时候
Likewise, if his spiritual virtues are not growing,
那么他是一个闲懒而且不结果子的人
He is unfruitful and he's lazy.
那么因此一个在属灵美德上不成长的人
So a person who is not growing their spiritual virtues,
然后他有两个特点
There's two characteristics.
那么第一个特点就是闲懒
One is laziness.
然后第二个特点就是不结这个果子
Second is unfruitfulness.
一个闲懒的人不喜欢做工
A lazy person does not want to do things.
不喜欢在任何的事情上下功夫
He does not want to put an effort in anything.
所以彼得所说的闲懒是在属灵的生命上这个美德不肯下这个功夫的人。
And so when Peter speaks of the laziness, he's talking about someone who's unwilling to put in the effort to grow.
那我在这个排水灌溉局工作的时候
When I was working in the irrigation andDepartment.
然后我发觉到有两种不同生产效果的这个稻田。
I realized there were two types of fields that have different yields.
那么第一种是由某一个民族所耕种的。
And one was planted by a certain people group.
然后另外一种是由另外一个民族所耕种的。
And then the other field is planted by a different people group.
那么第一种每一年都能够生产这个生产三次的稻米。
And the first group, every year they have three harvests.
然后另外一种只能够生产一到两次的稻米。
The other one can only have one or two harvests.
那么第一种的这个稻田的农夫
The first type of farmers.
他们生活还不错。
Their lives are pretty good.
是属于中等收入的人。
They're almost middle class people.
那第二种的农夫，他们的生活非常贫苦。
And the second type of farmers, their lives are very hard.
为什么第一种农夫有这么好的收产，而第二种农夫却没有呢？
Why is that? The first group have such great yields, and well, not the second one.
我主要的原因是因为第二种农夫他们是一个闲懒的一个民族。
The main reason is because the second group, they're a fairly lazy group of people.
那么圣经里面经常提到基督徒在属灵的事情上应当要殷勤。
The Bible speaks often about us putting zeal into spiritual things.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第25章说了一个比喻。
So Jesus gave a parable in the book of Matthew.
他说天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按作个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。
For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey.
那么那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000，那领2000的也照样另外赚了2000，但那领1000的去取开了地，把主人的银子埋葬。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
Immediately, the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more.But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them.
那领五千银子的又带着那另外的5000来说，主啊，你交给我5000银子，请看，我又赚了5000。
The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying,Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents.
那么主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
然后那领2000的也来说，主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看，我又赚了2000。
Also, the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have gained 2 more talents.
主人说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上又忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
然后那领千的也说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地要收割，没有善的地要聚捡，我就害怕去把你的1000银子埋藏在地里，请看。你的银子沿在这里。
And the one also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours.
然后主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要计减，就当把我的银子收给那换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。
But his master answered and said to him, You wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scatter no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest.
然后夺过他这1000来给那有10000的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。
Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那么这个比喻说明一个基督徒在神的国度里面应当活出一个蒙神喜悦的生命。
And this parable speaks of in God's kingdom we ought to live out a life that's pleasing to God.
然后他必须要去建立这些属灵美德。
He must establish these spiritual virtues.
那么忠心的去做神托付给他的那些事情。
And faithfully do what God has given him to do.
一个闲懒的生命不能够结出这个好的果子。
A lazy life cannot bear good fruit.
那么如果要结出好的果子必须要殷勤。
And if, you are going to bear good fruit, then you must be diligent.
那么圣经以这个结果子来形容一个基督徒的属灵生命。
And the Bible uses bearing fruit to describe the life of a Christian.
我们就好像加拉太书第五章第22节谈到这个属灵的果子。
Just as what Galatians speaks of, the fruit of the Spirit.
那么或者主耶稣在约翰福音第15章所说的葡萄树所结的那个果子。
Or in John 15, the good vine.
然后如果葡萄树不结，它的枝子不结果子的话。
If a vine does not bear fruit,
主耶稣说他将会被剪下来。
Jesus said that he would prune it.
扔在这个火里被烧掉。
And throw into fire and to be burned up.
就好像这个比喻所说，好像那又饿又懒的仆人丢在外面黑暗，在那里哀哭切齿。
Just as what this verse says, to throw out the worthless slave into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以一个基督徒从神得来的信心必须要结果子。
So the faith that a Christian receives from God necessarily needs to bear fruit.
不然的话成为一个没有用的人。
Otherwise, he becomes a worthless individual.
经常听到有一句话说百战土地。
And
occupy.
You're just occupying space.
Yeah, 就好像葡萄树它的枝子不结果子一样。
Just as a vine is not bearing fruit.
那被剪下来，然后扔在火里被烧掉。
It is cut out of and thrown into the fire.
信心必须要带来行为。
Faith must bring about action.
那么带来这些属灵的果子。
And brings about spiritual fruit.
我们神赐给我们这个信心，必然会产生这些属灵的美德。
And God has given us a faith, so it will produce spiritual virtues.
我们一个人说他自己是基督徒
，If a person says that he is a Christian,
但是生命却没有改变
，Yet there is no change in their life.
没有任何的属灵的果子
，There are no spiritual fruits.
等于不得救。
It's the same as not saved.
因为一个真正得救的人，他的生命必须要改变。
Because a saved individual, their lives will change.
那么结出这些属灵的果子来。
And will bear spiritual fruit.
那么所以一个人跟神合作的时候。
So when a person works together with God.
并且拥有圣经所说的这些属灵的美德。
And he has all these spiritual virtues like what the Bible says.
然后他必然会结出这些美好的果子来。
He naturally will bear the spiritual fruit.
那么相对的，如果一个人不跟神合作的时候
，Likewise, if a person does not work together with God,
那不单不会结这个果子
，Not only will he not bear fruit,
他对这些属灵的事情也没有眼见。
He has no sight for spiritual things.
那甚至圣经说。看不见。
The Bible even says he's blind.
那就好像第九节所说。
Just like what verse 9 says.
他说人若没有这几样，就是眼下只看见近处，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins.
我们这节经文说，如果一个人没有这些属灵的美德，
the verse says is that if these people do not have these spiritual virtues,
然后他是一个瞎眼的人，
he's a blind man,
啊，或者是说一个近视眼睛的人，
or he's short-sighted,
他只能够看到眼前的东西，
he can only see what's in front of him.
没有办法看到远处的东西。
He cannot see far places.
很久以前我在工程界工作的时候，
When I used to work within the engineering field.
我有一位同事，他的近视眼，他告诉我他1000多度。
And a friend of mine said that his nearsightedness was really bad.
所以他戴那副眼镜很非常厚的。
So his glasses are very thick.
他说如果我把眼镜放下来，我看不见你了。
He said if I take off my glasses, I can't see anything.
所以一个没有属灵美德的人，是一个没有眼见的人。
So, a person without spiritual virtues is one who is blind or short-sighted.
他只能够看到近处的东西。
He can only see what's right in front of him.
没有办法看到将来有所要发生的事情。
He cannot see the things in the future.
一个没有属灵眼见的人。
A person without spiritual foresight.
只有为今生的事情来劳碌。
It only worries about the life today.
没有将自己的生命摆在天国的事工上。
And they have not put their life into the kingdom of heaven.
在美国建国的时候，
at the beginning of this nation，
那纽约这个城市是美国其中一个最先被开发的一个城市。
New York City was one of the earlier cities developed，
所以当这个纽约这个城市被开发的时候，
so when the city was first developed，
然后发展开发这个城市的人就想到纽约将来要成长的状况。
Those who were starting the city was envisioning what New York City would be like.
他们就把街道从这个纽约这个中心向外发展。
So they started at the city center and began to develop outwards.
从第一条街开始。
They started on First Street.
First Street. Albuquerque 也有 First Street.
Albuquerque also has a First Street.
很多城市都有个 First Street.
A lot of cities have First Street.
所以当这个纽约这个城市发展的时候，
So as New York City began to develop,
只有6到7条街，
There were only about 6 or 7 streets.
所以策划这个城市的人尽他们的想象力和意志，
So the city planners used their imagination and their vision.
把第一街然后尽他们能力画到第19街。
They started from First Street and they went all the way up to 19th Street.
而且把第19街还把它称为是界限街。
And they even called the 19th Street the Boundary Street.
因为他们意识纽约的发展只能够到第19街。
Because in their vision, they could only see New York City developing to 19th Street.
但是历史是证明这些开发纽约城市人的错了。
But history bears out that these people were wrong.
没有眼见。
They had no vision.
就好像第九节所说的，只看见近处的。
And so it's just like what verse 9 says, they are short-sighted.
你知道今天纽约有多少条街？
Do you know how many streets are in New York City?
猜对的话，我会请你吃饭。
If you could guess it, I'll take you out to lunch.
多少啊？284。
284。
远远超过这些预算策划纽约这个城市的人。
It far surpassed the vision of the first people in New York.
那么圣经在这里说明。
The Bible tells us here.
那如果一个基督徒有了这些属灵的美德的话。
If a Christian has these spiritual virtues.
没有如果一个基督徒没有这些属灵的美德的话，
If a Christian does not have these spiritual virtues,
在他的属灵生命又不成长，
and he's not growing spiritually,
那么圣经说他只能够看到眼前的世界，
The Bible tells that he's short-sighted.
那么一切超越这个世界的，他不能够看到。
He cannot see anything beyond this world.
啊，就好像一个瞎了眼睛的人。
Just as a blind man.
嗯，他也没有能力看到神永恒的计划。
And he has no ability to see God's eternal plan.
也没有能力看到主耶稣再来的时候所带来的荣耀。
And he has no ability to see the glory that is to come.
啊，他只能看到这个暂时的世界。
He could only see the temporary world.
他只能够看到这要将要过去的世界。
He could only see the world that is passing away.
那么他的生命只注重在这个物质上的追求。
And his life is centered around the pursuit of physical things.
没有想到这个自己灵命的需要。
But he does not see his spiritual need.
所以换句话说，这些人故意把他们的属灵眼睛盖上。
So, in another word, these people intentionally covered up their spiritual eyes.
他们不愿意接收神的光。
They refused to receive God's light.
而使到他们的眼睛瞎了。
So their eyes are blinded.
不止眼睛瞎了。
Not only are their eyes blind.
圣经还说他们也忘记旧日的罪已经得到洁净。
And they have also forgotten his purification from his former sins.
一个人成为基督徒，因为他认罪悔改。
A person becomes a Christian because he confesses his sins and repents.
那么他相信耶稣基督在十字架上洗清了他的罪。
He believes that Jesus has died on the cross and cleansed his sins.
那么一个人愿意在众人的面前受洗。
A person who is willing to be baptized before everyone.
因为他要在众人面前见证他是一位基督徒。
Because they want to testify before everyone that he has become a Christian.
所以当他被浸在水里的时候
，That he is immersed in the water.
他的罪与基督一起埋葬。
His sins are buried with Christ.
当他从水里上来的时候
，And when he come out of the water.
他的罪已经被洁净了。
His sins are cleansed.
是一个新造的人。
He's a new creature.
那洗礼在基督徒的在众人，是一个基督徒在众人的面前见证神从神而来的这个信心。
Baptism is the testimony before everyone that of the faith that God came from God.
那从今以后，他愿意以这个罪断绝。
And from that point on, he's willing to be cut off from sin.
然后过一个以基督为中心的一个生命。
And live a life that is Christ-centered.
那么但是如果一个基督徒没有与神合作来建立这些属灵美德。
But if a Christian does not work together with God to establish these spiritual virtues.
他就好像第九节所说。
He's like what verse 9 says.
他说人若没有这几样就是瞎眼，几样就是指这些属灵的美德。
For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, and these qualities are talking about the spiritual virtues.
只看见进出的，忘了他旧日罪已经被得了洁净。
Having forgotten his purification from his former sins.
我们有些人在年老的时候患上这个老人痴呆症。
Some people, when they're older, get Alzheimer's disease.
而这种病会使到一个人渐渐的失去他的记忆力。
Alzheimer's causes the individual to slowly lose their memory.
然后开始忘记所发生的事情。
They begin to forget about events that has happened.
当这个病情很严重的时候
，And when it becomes very serious,
连自己的亲人、自己的配偶都不认得。
They do not even recognize their own relatives.
然后成为一个不正常的人。
And they're very abnormal.
然后同样的，当一个人停止建立这个属灵美德的时候
，Likewise, when a person stopped building up the spiritual virtues,
他忘记了自己的罪得到赦免。
He's forgotten his own sins has been forgiven.
你们就好像一个患上这个老人痴呆症的人
，and just as a person with Alzheimer's,
不能够有个正常的属灵生命。
He cannot have a normal spiritual life.
所以我很久以前我信主的时候
，So a long time ago when I became a Christian,
有不少的朋友一起信主。
Many people came to believe together.
那么今天有一些还在跟随主。
Some of these friends are still following God.
在教会里面侍奉神。
and they serve God in the church.
也有一些完全的离开了教会。
And some have left the church completely.
所以有时我在想。
So sometimes I think.
那么到底当初他们有没有真正相信耶稣？
Do they really believe Jesus in the beginning?
我有位朋友他他离开教会已经三十几年。
A friend of mine, he left the church for 30 plus years.
然后我曾经问他你是否还相信耶稣？
I asked him, do you still believe in Jesus?
他说相信。
He said yes.
但在这么多年来
yeah, in so many years,
他没有成长
he did not grow.
他也忘记了神当初所赐给他的恩典
he forgot the grace that God has given him.
那如果一个人不去建立这些属灵美德
if a person does not establish these spiritual virtues,
他不去成长的话
he does not grow.
那么渐渐的他就会忘记了神赐给他的恩典
Slowly, he will forget the grace that God has given him.
他只能看到近处的东西。
He has become nearsighted.
他只能看到这个短暂的世界。
He can only see this world that is short.
如果我们要避免自己陷入这个状况。
If we are to prevent ourselves from falling into this.
然后我们必须要看第十节。
We must look at verse 10.
第十节说所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移你们若行这几样就永不视角
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
那请注意这节经文两个字前面那两个字所以
Please note the word therefore.
所以每次读圣经的时候你看到所以必须要注意上文所说的
So every time you see the word therefore you have to know what came before it
因为所以说明以下所说的牵涉到上文所说的
So therefore the word therefore is saying that what comes after this word refers back to what came before
也就是第三节到第九节所说的
That is what is stated in verses 3 to 9
因为第三节跟第九节一共有三个重点
Because verse 3 and 9 has three main points.
第一个重点就是我们应当更加的殷勤因为借着神的大能已经把这个关乎生命还有金钱的事赐给我们了
And that we must work, be diligent because God has given us other things about life.
第二个重点我们应当更加的殷勤
Second, we ought to be diligent.
因为神已经赐给我们这个应许
Because God has already given us the promise.
使我们脱离这个情欲带来的败坏以致我们与神的性情有份。
So that we could escape the things of the flesh and take part with God.
那么第三点我们应当更加的殷勤。
Thirdly, we ought to be more diligent.
因为我们有了这个属灵美德的时候
Because when we have spiritual virtues,
我们的生命将会结出这些好的果子来。
Our lives will bear good fruit.
并且还有这个属灵的眼见。
And we will have a spiritual vision.
所以彼得说，因着这个缘故。
And Peter says, because of these things.
你们应当肯定你们的蒙召，还有你们的拣选。
You should be sure of your choosing and election.
然后当时的假教师跟他们说。
And so at that time there were false teachers.
救恩不是凭着这些属灵美德的。
That faith is not because of the, based on these spiritual virtues.
你可以做你随意喜欢做的事情。
You could do whatever you want.
但是当我们看罗马书保罗所说的。
But when we look at Romans, what Paul says.
保罗说这样怎么说呢我们可以乃在罪中叫恩典显多吗断乎不可。
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be.
那么相对的，如果我们在信心上建立这些属灵的美德
，Likewise, if we establish these spiritual virtues.
然后彼得说，我们的蒙召还有拣选将会坚定的不移。
Peter says that our calling and choosing would be established.
而在所行的事情上永不视角。得到神所赐给我们的这个救恩
and that we would never stumble in these things
所以第十一节、彼得这么说。
So in verse 11, Peter says,
这样并叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
那么这节经文可以说彼得在第一节到第四节所做的一个结论。
And this is the conclusion that Peter has for 1 Peter 1:1-10.
他说如果一个人得到这个宝贵的信心，
If a person has received such precious salvation,
并且很殷勤地去建立这些属灵的美德,
and diligently establish these spiritual virtues,
他就能够得以进入神的国,
he will enter the kingdom of God.
换句话说, 他是一个得救的人。
In another word, he is someone who is saved.
然后反过来说,
in contrast,
那些只有信心而没有这个属灵美德的人，
Those who only have faith but no spiritual virtues,
说自己是一个基督徒，
who call themselves Christians,
但是生命却没有这个属灵的果子，
yet in their life there is no spiritual virtue,
将不能够进入神的国，
they cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
你的来生有没有保证，就要看你的信心有没有加上这些属灵的美德。
And your assurance of eternal kingdom, it depends on your faith and whether there is spiritual virtues.
然后如果有的话，圣经说你将会进入神的国。
If you have these, then the Bible tells us that you will enter the kingdom of God.
那么相对的，如果没有的话，
But if you do not have it,
你将会好像那不结果子的葡萄树枝子被剪下来，扔在火里。
You would be like the vine that has no fruit and it would be cut off.
被火烧掉。
And thrown into the fire and burned up.
每次我思想这个约翰福音第十五章的时候，
Every time I think of John 15.
那些没有结果子的那些葡萄枝子，
The vines that are not bearing fruit.
将会被扔在火里被烧掉。
They will be thrown into fire and burned up.
所以你看这个圣经，当他说这个火的时候。
So when you see the Bible, when it talks about the fire.
你会思想到在这个启示录所说的。
You think about what Revelation says.
被扔在这个火湖里面。
They're thrown into the lake of fire. Let's quiet our hearts and meditate on today's message.
我们圣经说，当我们得到这个信心的时候，
The Bible tells us that when we have faith,
我们必须要加上这些德行。
We must add action.
因为信心必须要带来行为。
Because faith necessarily will bring about works.
不然的话，这个信心是死的。
Otherwise, its faith is dead.
让我们在神的面前审查自己的生命。
Let's examine our lives before God.
我们的生命是否有结这个属灵的果子？
Do we bear spiritual fruit in our lives?
但我们也知道，这个虽然我们借这个属灵果子
，and we bear spiritual fruit，
不是靠着我们的能力
，it's not according to our strength，
而是靠着神的大能
，but according to God's great power，
这个也是神的恩典
，and this too is God's grace。
所以盼我们将我们全心全意的摆上自己。
So that we may commit ourselves,
完全的信靠神,
and completely trust in God,
完全的顺服他,
to obey Him completely.
天父求你帮助我们,
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你怜悯我们,
please have mercy on us.
让我们顺服在你的面前,
so that we may submit ourselves before you.
活出一个蒙你喜悦的生命。
To live out a life that's pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.